So we come to the first Sunday of Advent, the first day of the new liturgical year. And we notice readings rather similar to last Sunday. The last Sunday of the year is the Feast of Christ the King, and the readings are all about the end times, the final resolution of all things after everything has been assumed under the kingship of Christ. He will hand it over to the Father so that God may be all in all. The original unity that was in God returns to God, and God returns to it. We go into God, God goes into us. Absolute union of the whole cosmos and the whole human race. And now we begin the story all over again, but this is not historicism. You know, it's not, okay, let's pretend that he hasn't come the first time. We know that. You know, we know the end of the story. But year by year, we repeat the story because we need to know the narrative of salvation. We need to be reminded from time to time what life is really all about, where the meaning is. And the meaning is not in the short run, it's in the long run. So if you take that first reading, for example, Jeremiah, in the midst of people in exile who have lost all hope, he looks further into the future and says, I can imagine a just shoot to the line of David, risen up from that line, a resurrection of a line that has been dead for centuries. You know, the line of David was supposed to last forever, but it only lasted a few generations and it all fell apart. But Jeremiah believes, he hopes, in a more distant future where a shoot will come from that line and that will be the Messiah. He doesn't even use that word yet. He's so far in advance of this. But he hopes in something that he cannot see. And he begins to build hope in those people. And that hope builds over the centuries until when we get closer to the time of Christ, people are absolutely expecting a Savior. They're expecting a Messiah. They have this hope-filled expectation that God is going to actively come and save them again like he did in the past at Exodus. Well, in the church year, and in the liturgy every Sunday, we look to the past and we look to the future. We look at the big picture and we realize that our insignificant, tiny, little, short lives are part of an enormous whole, and that's where the meaning is. The meaning is not in our failures and our sin that happen day by day. The meaning is not in the failure of our country and our world and politics and the failures of science and the failures of human culture. I mean, if you're putting your faith in those things, you may as well give up now. But we don't put our faith there. We put our faith in the long picture of God's infinite existence in both directions, and of our having a beginning but never having an end. And we are caught up into the immensity of the universe. You know, science can give us amazing pictures and, you know, tweak our imagination about the immensity of the cosmos. And yet all that vastness is nothing compared to the infinity of God. And we have been in the mind and heart of God since before all of that began. And so in that big context, we live our lives, and we can live our lives in hope because we know that God has been acting for billions of years. And we know that God is active now in our lives, and we know that God is calling us to an eternal future. So as we begin the season of Advent, which is a season of hope, it's a season of reminder that God has acted before, God is acting now, and God is going to act forever in our stead. This is a season of penance, a season of letting go of some of our attention onto material things, some of our attention onto the cares and hopelessness of this world, to step back from all that and kind of bask in the immensity of God of which we are a part. In the church year, we have two cycles, and five seasons. So we have two cycles, Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter. One is a preparation period, the other is a celebration period. So Advent is the preparation, and it has a slightly penitential character to it. You'll notice that we don't sing the Gloria during Advent. The liturgy is pared back a little bit, not as much as Lent, but a little bit. And we wear purple, which is a penitential color, same color as Lent. So that we have these two preparation periods and the two celebration periods. And then everything that is left over after those two cycles is ordinary time. And we just completed 34 weeks of ordinary time. The major part of the year is that green season of ordinary time. And green is a liturgical symbol of hope. So we've spent 34 weeks in hope, building up so that now when we celebrate the season of hope, Advent, it makes sense. We've gone through the entire year looking at this jewel with many facets, and we, as we turn the jewel, it catches light in different ways, and we look at it in different aspects. It's all the one mystery of Christ, the mystery of our redemption, the mystery of our involvement in God and God's involvement in our lives, and we look at it in so many different ways. And now we take a breath and we start doing it again. This is another liturgical year.